Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm John Batts with my colleague, Colonel Grant Newsham, United States Marine Corps retired. He's written seven years after the disaster of Fukushima nuclear reactor. He wrote a piece in 2018, and we're reviewing what he wrote down at the time. The memories change, but there are lessons learned from the way the Japanese Self-Defense Force and the Americans on hand worked together or didn't, and what they learned from each other. Grant, you mentioned the U.S. Navy and the Japanese Self-Defense Force Navy. The U.S. Navy understands amphibious, and that became vital for evacuation. The Japanese do not understand amphibious at that time. Has it changed since then? Because you've got to get people out.
It's gotten a lot better. And that's one of the unreported subtexts of this whole business, is that although the Japanese Navy got up to Tohoku, that affected her very quickly, because they didn't have an amphibious capability or really the ability to work with the other services, they were not able to get in. And I think probably several thousand people died in the first 24, 48 hours who could have been saved. And there was just this glaring absence of amphibious capability. It was taboo in Japan because it was considered warlike. And that is something that shouldn't have happened. There were on the Japanese side, people recognized this. And some of us decided that once this was all done, Japan would get an amphibious force. And they, after the sort of the disaster, things stabilized, we went about it. And in about a year and a half, the Japanese put together a functional amphibious force. Not perfect, long way to go, but they employed it actually within the next big earthquake down in Kumamoto. So it was helpful. They also sent it down to the Philippines. But the earthquake did change some thinking in certain quarters, and some Japanese with our help as well, were able to take advantage of it. Now Japan has something called an amphibious rapid deployment brigade, where the Japanese Army and the Navy do amphibious operations. So they're better positioned to respond. But that was a real shortcoming that should not have happened. And a lot of people paid for it with their lives.
And getting the airport open, you say when you flew over it, it was covered in mud. And there were a lot of bodies. So the Japanese handled the bodies. 16,000 casualties. Is that the number you used?
It's actually over 20,000. 22,000 is a rough figure. You hear a little more, a little less. It had been described to me by the pilot who had been up making the run. He said it's like a giant had been there, and he had thrown mud over everything and crumpled up these little toy cars and threw them everywhere. And that's what it looked like. And it was otherworldly. The Japanese Army are the ones who went through and did all the, took care of all the bodies. They checked everything. And they're the ones who carried, took care of them. And that is tough duty. And in thanks for all of the hard work the Japanese military did during Operation Tomodachi, that rescue effort and recovery effort, they were given a pay cut. They're considered GS employees, like government employees, like the guy who issues the dog license at the local city hall. And that was the grateful nation's thanks, was to cut their pay along with other government employees. But there was, for the first time, a real recognition in Japan of the usefulness of the Japanese military. And this has had a positive effect going on. It really was Operation Tomodachi. You had to see these people in operation to believe it. And they were wonderful. They quietly went about their business. And if it wasn't for them, the Japanese military, the response would have been much, much worse.
Another lesson learned, nuclear, biological, chemical, NBC suits. They went to the George Washington that was at sea coming in. And they acquired as many as they could have, but they were the wrong suits. Is that correct, Grant?
That's right. They didn't really exist, or if they do, they didn't seem to be in Japan. But the Japanese military, and I was right there in the headquarters in Tokyo when they had this meeting. And I was off to the side, and they were talking about going up to Fukushima, where the reactor was causing trouble, and doing something. And they put their plan together. And you could tell as these guys were talking that they all thought they were going to die. And they had, indeed, they had asked for some NBC suits or whatever. And the USS George Washington down in Yokosuka said, yeah, we'll give you everything we've got. And they said, and the Navy also said, well, you know, they don't work against this kind of thing. And the Japanese said, we know. And they went up anyway. And they did, you know, they did their best. And it really was, this is, once again, underreported, is the civilian government in the immediate aftermath of the event. They were dithering. They were obviously at sea, didn't quite know how to respond. And it was the military that, on its own initiative, put some order into this effort. And this had a huge psychological effect within the society at large. People felt like somebody knows what they're doing. And that, too, is underreported. And it was really very good leadership by the head of the Japanese Self-Defense Force and the Japanese Army in particular, and the Japanese Navy, too. These guys were great. But they're the ones who organized and implemented the effort. The Fukushima nuclear disaster, that obviously was a huge problem. But the science of it, actually, and I had certainly got briefed by somebody I believed very early, and he said, look, there's only so much that can happen here. It's not like Jack Lemmon in whatever that nuclear disaster movie from the 70s. You know, it said there's just so much that could happen. So I wasn't all that worried. Plus, we had other things to do. But the foreign population in Japan panicked and far more than the regular citizens did. And also the U.S. Air Force sent all its dependents home, like on a free vacation. And boy, that's, you know, I understand the difficult decisions, but the Japanese noticed that when their friends, some of them bailed out and left, and they noticed their friends who stuck around. And that was most of them, but not all of them did.
Final concern, the permission necessary to resupply, you gave an anecdote at some point, the lawyers were missing, so you gave a go-ahead. Has that been changed? Has that been updated? Do you have to go through lawyers when there's a crisis? It's like a war?
It's much better now. It's much better. And that was, like you said, yeah, there was a call came in from actually Yokosuka Naval Base saying, look, we've got a couple of helicopters on the pad ready to go up to deliver some medical supplies to a hospital they know. And this was just unthinkable that anyone would do this without permission. But we looked over and no, there weren't any lawyers there. So they must have been in the bathroom. So we said, sure, send it. And that was the answer to everything.
So things are better than they were then. 14 years.
It definitely is. Sometimes you have to look back and let some time pass, just realize right. How things do get better in Japan. They got better.
March 11th, 2025. Remembering lessons learned from the Fukushima disaster. Grant Newsham, United States Marine Corps retired.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.